You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
Let's see you do a twirl. He's really about to do a twirl.
Gotta wait for it. She probably goes on for a long time.
Probably.
Yeah, so, no, it goes right now. Go. There you go. That was the weakest twirl ever.
That was the slowest thing ever. I'm going with the wind.
You guys are gonna have me break the studio.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here at the AfterBuzz TV studios for the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Season 5 reunion part 1. We are joined in studio with Stephanie Maurer, rocking a lovely sheer top.
Like Kim Kardashian swag.
Yeah. No, Stephanie's like, no.
No.
Back in studio is Mikey Watts.
Yes, I'm back.
And of course, on the phone, the one, the only, the lovely Courtney Stewart.
Hello.
And running the booth, we got Marissa.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, I lived for this reunion. I loved it.
It was really good.
The shade throwing, the reading, it was just all out on the table this episode.
Very funny.
Do you think that it occurred to me when they were showing the previews, do you think that they splice pieces up and wait to show pieces later, or do you really think it all goes in order?
No, it's definitely spliced.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I even think some of the reaction shots that they do when they're showing clips are definitely...
that, of course.
But especially when they go silent and they just get, like, the look.
Yeah, you know nobody's silent in that room. Come on now.
Although, honestly, I kind of feel like there was less splicing this season in this episode than past reunions.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like they did a really good job about grouping the questions this season.
Who do we feel looked the best?
Well, okay, so I want to go through fashion. Who do you think looked
the best? Fashion.
Okay, well, just like who looked the best after coming back after this time, I guess Candy. Cynthia looked amazing, but she looked the exact same. I mean, she always looks different, but the same. I thought Candy looked really good. Kenya, I mean, I think she always looks good. Beyonce-like.
Mikey?
I said Nene. To me, Nene looked...
What? Nene looks the exact same as she's always looked ever in her entire life ever.
Well, I'm talking about the dress. Oh. I love the dress.
Mm. I'm going with Miss Cynthia, I think. Just sitting on there, Cynthia looked amazing. Phaedra looked good.
Cynthia looks good, pregnant.
I like Portia's dress. Kenya's dress was a hot mess.
Portia's hair is nasty, though.
Her hair was kind of... And Candy, them eyelashes was just too long. I just couldn't with Candy last night.
I thought she looked good, though.
She looks good. None of them look bad, so...
And the thing with Nene, I love Nene's hair. I like the little finger roll situation going on, but I couldn't with the dress.
I like the shoulders, but when I saw the middle, I was like,
It was too big. Like, all right, Courtney, where are you at? Where do you stand?
Well, my most improved obviously goes to Candy. Congratulations. Your weave was almost right.
It was
a nice dress.
Almost.
Biggest disappointment was definitely Portia, because that hair was so awful.
That's what I said, Courtney.
But did you like her dress? Did you like the dress she was wearing?
I didn't.
Well, at first, sitting down, I was kind of like, eh. But then I saw the picture of them standing, I like it, but I wish she had worn a color. But she's usually so vibrant and pretty, and then she wore that sick dress on the episode when she had the, like, super low V-neck, like, nude dress. So I just thought she was going to come with something better.
I was hoping for color.
Trying to be a little too sexy pageant dress.
Very pageant. It's the reunion.
What about Kenya?
Kenya, I didn't understand that, like, nude, like, mesh ish at the top.
I didn't like that.
Like, that was, I didn't understand what the point of that was, and it kept moving, and it was irritating me the whole time.
It's going to irritate me. And Kim, when Kim comes on, she has the new the mesh top, too, on the side.
The same mesh thing, yeah. So I have to give my best to Cynthia, because if you're 46 years old and you can sit there with your boobies looking like that, you're doing real good.
And she looks so good.
They also were sitting real nice too.
Also on a on Hulu, there's a video. I think it was Hulu where they Andy did like a little like shoe competition, and he went through all the shoes, and Cynthia won for best shoes.
I saw her.
Giuseppe. And with like the ankle, it looks like a silver plate.
Yeah, those were the best. Candies were the worst.
What does she have on?
They're like, I mean, I wear them, but I'm not
on a reunion
loaded
show.
And on a reunion show, it was like the nude shiny heels. Oh. They're probably Louboutins. I don't know. But
Phaedra has Louboutins on.
Phaedra does. No, actually, Phaedra, I think, is the only one with Louboutins on. What about... All right, wait, because Courtney's being quiet, but what me and Courtney were talking earlier. How do you feel about NeNe?
I love NeNe's finger waves. I love the colors that she's wearing. I do not appreciate that it is a turquoise tent.
Someone else said tent, I think.
Courtney said to me earlier, she was like, girl, she looked like the couch ornament. She looked like her dress was supposed to be the couch covers.
Damn.
It's true.
I like it.
No, I mean, it. Right in this scene right now where she's sitting and her legs are out of it, it looks okay. Yeah. But when you see her
standing up, she looks like a 18-month pregnant woman that is about to give birth to a cow. Like, it's not attractive.
However,
it's not flattering.
I was thinking on the show, like, how Kenya's wearing that baggy dress. I was thinking that if I was sitting in that position that whole time, I'd want to wear something flowy on purpose, too, because when you're sitting like that, like, everything you can see. Like, if you notice, Candy's uncomfortable the whole episode because she's sitting up like this, and she knows she has to in that dress. I was like, oh, they actually, that's smart to do that.
Yeah. They shouldn't have sat Phaedra next to
Cynthia.
Cynthia, because I feel like Cynthia looks so, like, tall right here, and then you have six. You have, what's her name?
Phaedra. Sorry.
Phaedra right here at her stomach. So it's
I feel like Phaedra should have been...
How did I forget her
sat
name?
On the other side, and Kenya should have been... Kenya should have been next to Candy and Portia. Just seating what?
I thought the seating was okay. But I thought Phaedra looked really good,
Smalls
too.
Smalls versus the talls.
Phaedra looked good. Of course, she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she looked good, though.
I think she... Yeah, I thought she looked good. She got the same hair she always got.
High school.
And then Kenya really tried to read her about her hair. How you guys felt about that?
Well, Kenya's right. Clearly, she's right. And Phaedra's like, well, from time to time. That's the kind of liar Phaedra is. She says it. She lies about everything, I think. And then when someone finally calls her out on it, she sees how serious they are, how good of a point they have, how much evidence they have. And then she admits, well, from time to time, she flat out said, no, I don't wear fake hair. And then when Kenya's like, bitch, yes, you
I feel like Kenya was trying to make it seem like she wears more fake hair than not.
Every girl wears fake hair from time to time. So it's like, okay, I do it from time to time, but it's not really something I
don't
I
feel
do
like
all
for
the
most
time.
Part, Phaedra does. I don't know. Courtney, what do you think?
I don't think she does for the most part, but it's stupid to be like, no, I always wear my own hair. Just be like, yeah, I mean, I use it some of the time, but I don't regularly wear a weave and be done with it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into some of the shade tonight, because, I mean, literally all my comments are just about,
and there's a lot of it.
I'm glad I watched the episode twice, so that way I can enjoy it the first time. And if we had an AfterBuzz camera while I was watching it, I mean, it just would have been. We need that.
Yeah, I wish I watched it, too, because I was just enjoying it so much. I didn't take any notes, and I just, like...
Well, I wrote them down because I knew they were coming.
Notes either.
I knew they were coming, so I wanted to make sure we had them. So I'm going to have to do this every week because I can imagine what's coming up.
Yeah, reunions are a good one to watch twice.
So Candy, he went around and asked everybody's question. The one that stood out the most was Candy's. He said, well, you know, so got a ring on your finger? Any wedding date plans? She said, we have a wedding date plan, she said, but I'm not going to tell you because we don't want anyone to steal it.
Because I'm Angelina Jolie. Like, who does she think she is? Nobody cares about your wedding date.
Girl, she's saying it to throw shade at Kenya.
I get it.
She's not serious. She's just being funny.
You really don't think she doesn't want people to know her wedding date other than that?
Girl, she's throwing shade.
I get that. But I truly do think that she doesn't want to tell people.
Girl, because there probably really isn't a wedding date. And she just had no excuse, so she probably just threw...
Okay, Candy's not a liar, so there is a wedding date.
She's just being
it's a joke.
No, you like, know what Candy like, is? She may not be a liar, but what did Kenya call Portia?
And actually, in Atlanta, Candy is a big deal in Atlanta.
I know. So that's what she's saying, is she doesn't want to hurt people to
if
know
she
her
came
date.
To L.A., then no, she would be nothing, but, you know.
I get the joke, kind of, I guess.
A revisionist historian.
That was the best thing ever.
I feel like Candy fits in that category, too. I'll put it in there. Yeah, so she didn't want anyone to steal it. Then we find out that was also the day that Candy sent the papers mm-hmm. to Kim and using Phaedra as an attorney. So it'll be really interesting to kind of really get that full right. blow up next episode.
And I was noticing that when Kim does come out, Candy's going to have the huge upper hand because she has her attorney sitting in the room. Kim's like not going to be able to say anything. I mean, she could, but it wouldn't be wise.
I don't think they, you know what, honestly, they probably, I wonder if they'll even talk about it.
They probably
because
will.
I feel like Phaedra wouldn't want to speak on it.
Yeah, I was surprised Phaedra was even letting Candy talk then.
Well, I mean, it was very open.
The lawsuit was for her to cease making any profits off the song anymore. So maybe it was just meant to be like a threat.
Mm. I think she'd already threatened her and it wasn't working.
Courtney, what do you think?
I agree. I think she's been threatening her for years now and it's not working.
Yeah.
She's like shutting it down now.
Usually, Andy Bravo doesn't really, to me, set the pitching correctly for the girls to attack each other.
Never.
And I feel like this episode he really did well. First topic was Phaedra's fishnet outfit, and he asked, you know, did any of the women feel offended that she had it in front of their wore it in front of their husbands? None of them did. And Phaedra said, well, you know, everyone up here is a lady. I mean, well, everyone up here is a female, a woman. We all have the same body parts. Light shade. Kenya thought the outfit was offensive and inappropriate.
Oh, God. But she's a booty butt model. And she's done things in less material. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, I mean,
things I've noticed about Kenya is she's very hypocritical.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, really.
That's probably why people don't like her.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, apparently people do like her because they think she looks like Beyonce. And we spoke about that.
Only white people.
At the inauguration. Which I can believe that, actually. I really can.
Now, to think that a line of people. Exactly.
Was sitting up there lining to meet her, then you were lying and telling people you were Beyonce.
Exactly. No one starts a line unless you've misled them to believe it.
Someone probably overheard her say, oh my God, are you Beyonce? A couple people may have turned around.
Mm-hmm.
And then that turns into, oh my goodness, a lot.
But I would feel like Beyonce is so known, people wouldn't be like, that's not Beyonce.
No, because no, when people, white, yeah, when people see a celebrity in real life, like you really, it's hard to tell. But I just want to know all of your opinions on if you thought Beyonce was taking her side or just like making a joke.
No.
I thought she was just making a joke.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly like Faye just said. Come on, we all sit here, and when we're having a good time with our friends, what do we always say? Ain't nobody got time for that. Am I a fan of Sweet Georgia Brown? Well, technically, yes, I am, actually.
Who the hell is Sweet Georgia
Brown?
The
girl on
Facebook that says, ain't nobody got time for that.
What was she saying
it's
that
about? It's a tagline.
What was she saying that about?
You have not seen... Oh, girl.
Well, I've seen all the fake ones where they're like...
No, we're going to play the video for you.
Play the original.
Yeah. Okay, I got to see the original.
But it's a tagline. It's like... It was like Faye just said. I think Beyonce watches the show, and I love that she watches the show, but I don't think she was saying she was Team Kenya.
This is just like how insane Kenya is. She's convinced herself that Beyonce loves her and she's on Team Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
But I love, that's kind of like what I find endearing about Kenya is she like really believes these things.
Courtney?
Right?
Do you think Beyonce is Team Kenya?
I definitely don't think Beyonce is Team Kenya. I think the only person that's Team Kenya is Team Kenya, Kenya herself. And the only reason they mistakenly thought she was Beyonce is because like she could totally pass for like a Beyonce drag queen.
Oh,
wow.
Very true.
Kenya's like, you know that song by Noop song by Beyonce, Bow Down Bitches? It was written for me. Beyonce really loves me.
Yeah.
Girl,
like, come on now.
Kenya was asked if she would do a threesome with Apollo and Phaedra. She said, I'll pass on Phaedra and take Candy.
She didn't pass on Apollo. So uncomfortable.
She didn't pass on Apollo.
Yeah.
And then Phaedra threw shade and said, I'm very grateful that I'm not in a threesome.
Whatever,
Kenya.
You know it hurt her feelings.
No, yeah.
No, well, I don't think
it hurt her feelings. No.
But I think Phaser was just like, oh, God, this bitch.
Yeah.
But I don't think her feelings are ever hurt by anything that comes out of Kenya's mouth.
It has to get to her a little bit.
I think the body issue thing.
Yeah, the body. And that's why she wouldn't want to hook up with her, because of her body.
I don't think Phaedra's fazed by any of it. I don't think the body thing fazes Phaedra.
I think in a way it doesn't, but I think there is a part, you know, I think generally it doesn't, but a part of her, it has to, because she is thicker. She's not out of shape. I do not believe Phaedra's out of shape.
But down south, it's normal to be that.
I get that, but they're not talking about down south. When Phaedra discusses her workout video, she's talking like, we're going to work out for a southern woman. When Kenya is bringing up the music video, she's talking about like skinny white girl fitness. Like, that's where she's going with it.
Yeah. So, and that's why I said Phaedra's not offended by
I don't know.
Any girl is going to be offended if somebody calls her out for her height and her weight.
Yeah.
Like, she said, you're 5'2", 150 pounds. I'm 5'9", and I'm only 145. Like, that's some bullshit. She might not like scrap with her on stage, but
fake.
I know
you're
she was probably ready to scrap with her in the parking lot.
Well, Kenya was disappointed that some of the women didn't call her after her cancer scare, and like Nene said, girl, you should not expect these women to call you. And it's like, first of all, we saw that you had a cancer scare. In the same episode, we saw that it wasn't even cancer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what you want me to call you for? Like, hey, girl, are you okay?
Oh, I know you're okay. Yeah.
Like,
I wanted to ask Kenya now. Have you called Portia since the divorce stuff going on with...
No, Portia said Nene is the only one that's really...
So then she's, again, a hypocrite.
I did see... she didn't reach out to her, probably, but I did see Kenya on a...
she did
red carpet
interview.
Yeah, and she didn't really take to it, but she did say she felt bad.
That ain't
the
same.
Well, of course, that's PR training told her to say that, but... She is so glad. But I wish Andy would have let her talk. Sometimes Andy drives me crazy because they start to say something and he like cuts them off. I'm like, oh my God, that
was
gonna be so good.
Well, Portia was cutting her off.
Portia was too, but Andy could have been like, wait, what were you saying? Kenny is like, I am not envious of their marriage. And was like, start
to say
stuff.
Portia
kind
of disappointed me this first episode.
What? Oh,
no.
I thought she finally...
I felt like her reads were a little dry.
What?
Yeah, because some of them were stupid, like, your contacts are drying out. Like,
no,
what?
She did not. She said, oh, she can't answer that question, honey. Her eyes are tired, because she kept rolling her eyes.
But then about her contact, like, some of them were kind of stupid.
I didn't say every single thing she said was dry.
Her reads were way better than anything that came out of Kenya's mouth.
Keyword some.
The only read Kenya had was that fan. That fan was really everything for
the whole reunion. And when Candy said something,
can
I
move that to your left hand.
Which we already saw that in the previews, but I could watch that 10 more times.
I could watch it every time she flipped the fan because I loved how strong the noise was
right.
with the microphone.
And you know, Bravo's playing into the strong the sound of the.
Oh, there's
fan.
There's already a video of every time she flicks it, and it's It's absolutely amazing.
It's really annoying, actually.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
It doesn't even phase her. Doesn't even phase Kenya.
No,
she doesn't even get it.
And even Nene just knows her character, and she said, no, you did not come on with that big-ass fan.
That's
love
great.
It. So when she talked about the cancer scare, you know, Portia came out and said, girl, no one's character should be questioned. Like, we don't get along. You said in that same episode, and she did say this, this was a life-changing experience for me.
Yeah, I remember.
And I'm going to change my character because I've been allowing little things to become big drama in my life.
She did use the word character.
I mean, I don't know about character, but a life-changing moment changes your life. So however you've been living, you're going to rethink it differently. That's what a life-changing moment does for you.
Yeah.
So for me, with her saying that, I don't know, I kind of felt like she was being hypocritical there.
Just a little.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, but I also think... I don't think the cancer thing was that big of a deal, and even Portia and everyone was like nodding their heads that they think that she blew it out of proportion. But if it had gotten to a bigger deal, even if those girls do hate each other, at the same time, they're castmates and they're all sort of have this unit. I kind of feel like just as like women with manners, you could call and say, hey, are you doing okay?
But she was fine.
I know. I'm saying maybe if it was a little bit worse.
I mean, okay, say like this little cast ensemble. If we weren't all friends out of here and something happened to you and I found out in the public, I don't think I would reach out.
But we're not in our 40s. Like, these are women with kids. Well, none of them really have kids, and I don't know. They should just...
I just feel like if Kenya was in a hospital bed...
Yeah.
Do I honestly? I feel like Phaedra would have sent something.
I feel like Phaedra would probably send flowers, right?
No, even in the situation now, I do think I kind of feel like Phaedra is that woman. I don't know if she would give her a phone call, but I feel like she would send something there. I mean, come on, Phaedra brings it. I mean, you break a nail at Phaedra's house, she's gonna
flirt with her husband and steal her idea.
It don't matter.
After you steal her idea, we make it sound like it's the end of the world.
If Phaedra's role, it might be.
When Portia said all that stuff, I loved when Nene said, well, okay, honey, you better preach your little speech. I really liked Portia this episode. Like, for me,
finally,
this reunion made me realize, like, I really want them to keep all the girls.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I definitely want Portia to be on next season because I want to see how her divorce is playing out. Oh. And you know there's got to be cameras there.
Except Candy. Or Candy.
Well, yeah, I'm fine with Candy not being on the show.
Sorry. Candy, but I'm so bored when she comes on the screen. I'm like, no. Except for when she says funny little things like that. But Portia's going to be on the show for sure because now more stuff is coming out, like why they're getting divorced. And do you want to talk about that in news and gossip?
Cordell's
saying that she's out partying all the time. She's not helping with the son. Well, it's not her son, but I guess it's her stepkid. But she's out partying and all this. And it's clear that this has gone to her head. And she's all about this show now, and he is not having it.
She will be
on the show for sure.
I read something about Cordell saying she abuses his son.
And neglect. I mean, people can throw the term neglect into the abuse category, but I think that that's what it was. It was just neglect, I think.
But there's also stuff about Cordell flirting with a man.
Well, he can do whatever he wants because he's the one that filed the divorce papers, but he's saying what's wrong with her, which is why he filed the divorce papers, is these reasons. But we all have our suspicions about him.
Yeah, and I mean, not only that, at the end of the day, it's like, I feel like they should have tested the waters out a little longer before getting married.
Yeah.
And yeah. I do think that the divorce does come from this show.
But actually, she will be on next season crying. It's the end of the world. Meanwhile, TMZ has her at LAX, and she's like kind of walking slow, so they'll catch back up with her.
I don't know. I don't think she's going to be crying.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah, but I don't think she's going to be crying.
I do. I think she's going to milk it for the other women. Like, I can't believe he would do this to me.
I do think she'll be a little like that, but I think we're going to see a different side of Portia, and I think I'm going to really like Portia even more next
year. Yeah, we're going to see the one that was dancing in that music video.
Yeah, the single Portia.
Totally.
Except it's not a good look because she'll be like 33 at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Cordell probably saw episodes of this show, like some of like the Ashy and stuff like that, and he was probably like, oh my god, my wife acts like that in public when I'm not there.
But I mean, come on, dude, okay, she says bye Ashy, like, do I look at Portia like she's trashy or classless when she makes those things?
Some of that
stuff. No, I know, but he needs to get his life. Like, he's doing too much. I feel like he over exaggerates, saying, like, she abuses my son. Like, boy,
I'm pretty sure Cordell is getting his life. He just happens to be in a gay club in Atlanta.
No, he's going to say anything. Now, I kind of think from this point on, we can't really believe anything that either one of them says because they're both trying to get money.
Well, you know what?
Other.
Bye, Cordell. Bye. Sorry.
Can we go back and watch our original episodes in the beginning when we all got in fights about alimony and alimony and prenups and all that? Because I think we talked about Cordell and Portia a lot.
All right, so let's talk about Nene, though, because she tried to sit there and say she ain't never been, you know, I may be 10 or 15 minutes late. Bitch, in the first couple episodes, you were an hour and something late to your own party, and that's why Kim left.
Well, she said 2 hours late. That's pushing it.
Well,
in 3 hours for dinner at someone's home. Yeah. A small dinner.
I still do agree with what Nene's saying, but she should have...
Me too.
She should have been more stern and made sure that they understood when Cynthia called her, do not come to my house right now.
Yeah.
Well, but why couldn't it have been cameras? Like, you show up, yeah, it's late, guys, I'm going to turn it down, but let me give you a quick walkthrough. Okay, see you tomorrow. I mean,
yeah, she could have.
That's only nice. It's
but
not
that's
like
Nene's stubborn. I feel like
yeah, and it's also kind of just like a lesson. Like, why would you guys do that? Like, I really, like, she took offense to it. She spent money. And let's be real, Nene really don't got money like that. I mean, she's got money. She's got a cute chunk of change. But moving from Atlanta,
her bank account,
she moved from Atlanta to Hollywood. Hollywood is much more expensive than Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she needs to keep up with the Jones out here. Mm-hmm. So she's got money.
Kenya's borrowed furniture.
But come on. If she's got money like that, she can't even afford furniture like that. So she's spending it on clothes, going out to eat. We see that she was going up, what was it, crustaceans?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, these things are expensive. It's expensive to live out here. Mm-hmm. So I do feel like she took offense to it. Like, I mean, if my friends did that, like, I cannot just afford a catering company to come to the house.
Yeah, but I really don't think she was worried about the money or the catering. She was worried about her friends that were inside that she was gonna
She was
impress.
Trying to be Nene, strong leaks. Yeah.
So the other thing, I think Candy like kind of gave us a little bit more of an insight that she was like, you were sitting at the house with us. You knew we were going to be late.
Yeah.
I bet you when Nene was there, like she was telling us in the one-on-one interview, dinner's at 7 and I hired a caterer. But I bet when she was there, when they all got off the plane and she got off the plane, she probably wasn't like strict enough about it. Like, please be there at 7, you guys. I have friends. Mm-hmm. Kenny's like, you knew we were going to be late. We were late. You were
I bet
late.
You
Everybody
she left
late.
At 6 o'clock and they were still getting ready.
No, they were supposed Come to be there now. By 9. I do feel like she left at like
6 or 7.
Mm-hmm. And kind of wasn't really into it, so they kind of felt like, oh, we can take our time.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Well, even Candy said, you said, when you were leaving, like, you knew we were going to be, like,
yeah.
You were telling us, yeah, I know you're going to be late.
But there is a difference between 10 and 15 minutes and 3 hours. Like midnight, and I'm coming to your house.
But also when
Stephanie, people, that would not fly at your house.
No, but I'm just saying. But when people
you'd be like, oh hell no, y'all need it. No, I'm just
when people come from out of town to LA, it's very relaxed vibe. You're almost on vacation. You might not think it's that big of a deal. You're on a completely different time zone schedule. It's Hollywood Hills. They're probably thinking, oh, this party will go till 4 a.m. because it's the Hollywood people from her TV show. That I can.
And that's
totally
usually what Hollywood
see.
Parties are.
Yeah,
like.
So they were probably like, oh my god, it is not even big. Deal. It's LA. We'll show up when we want to show up.
Ooh, that was wrong.
I agree with Stephanie.
All right, so
and they did.
Right. Yeah.
The Candy versus Nene situation. I felt like Nene kind of put her foot in her mouth with the whole, you know, you say things about me, I say things about you. You know, it's how you take it. She said, I don't take the things you say about me negatively. She's like, if you can dish it, expect to take it, too.
I hate when people say that, though.
But it's true.
It is actually true.
Look though. At this reunion.
It
They're all
true.
They all talk about each other, but at the end of the day, they know what the show is, and they know how to throw shade at each other. It's like, okay, she said that about me, and I've said the A, B, and C about her.
Then why are they even saying it to each other? It's like an endless cycle. You're saying something to somebody to piss them off and, like, make them cry.
Yeah, that's what shade, like...
I know, but it's just like...
Being shady is.
I don't know. I just hate that. If you can't do shit, you can't take it. I just hate that. It's just annoying.
Well, and then she said, it's not like we're cutting each other to the white meat. And then we got the real story. Candy is ultimately upset about, obviously, a radio conversation that Nene had.
Don't
where
talk
she
about
spoke,
AJ.
Yeah, where she spoke about Candy and AJ. And I feel like we're going to kind of see a little bit more of what maybe Nene was talking about when Kim comes on the show and, you know, starts throwing some dishes at Candy as well.
Wasn't AJ on the show? Why isn't Nene allowed to talk about him?
Well, I mean, I didn't hear the radio interview, but I'm assuming whatever Nene said was something that just wasn't on the show and was something more personal.
Yeah, but I feel like that's what happens when you're on a reality
it
show.
It is.
Stuff's going to come
At the
out.
End of the day. But that's when Candy was like, when I heard her say that, I was like, oh, whoa, yeah. That's where we are? Like, and so she knew where to place Nene as a friend. Which I don't see anything wrong
with
that.
And she did it, and she stuck to it. How many years later? Or,
now, you know. My thing is like, I feel like Nene's been playing this, like, high role character, and in that moment, I feel like it just would have been good for Nene to be like, at least, she said, well, I said it. And then I felt like she was going to be like, and I'm sorry if you took it that way. And she didn't. She just said, I said it. What did you guys think about that?
Yeah.
I had no thoughts towards it.
Courtney, you?
I just like this. I mean, she was honest. She's not taking it back. She's not apologizing. She doesn't like Candy. It's been that way from jump. For whatever reason, she does not like her. So she was throwing her shade, and she just was like, I did it. So I'm not mad. If she had been apologetic and been like, well, I'm sorry that you felt like it, like it would seem fake. She don't give a shit about Candy for real.
Yeah, I guess that is what it comes down to. And then when Candy was like, asked everyone, doesn't it seem like some of the things Nene says makes us feel like she's taking jabs at us, and no one was, everyone was like, oh, I ain't
Phaedra,
talking.
Phaedra,
well,
Phaedra said
except
something,
Phaedra, but
yeah.
Phaedra, of course Phaedra did, because Phaedra, Candy is Phaedra's best friend. Like, she yeah. was probably sitting there like, at the end of the day, Phaedra and Candy probably sit back, watch the episodes together, and talk trash about all
well,
the girls.
Come on now, you couldn't expect Portia or Candy to say anything. And then Cynthia is Nene's friend, so yeah, Phaedra and Candy would be the only ones right. that would have an issue.
Look, I mean, I don't feel like Nene's really ever said anything that negative about Portia.
That's why I said that's why you wouldn't expect. Portia's yeah. new.
Alright, so we want to give a shout out to you guys. You guys have gotten us in the top 10 on iTunes a couple weeks. But please keep on subscribing, rate us 5 stars, leave us a comment with your Twitter handle, and we will give you a shout out on the show. A couple shout outs today are MTT000, KK Gardner, Booty Tucci.
Booty? Wait, go for what?
Booty Tucci.
Wow.
Lillian, Emily, Jason from OK1566CLD, Delonte Ross, and shout out to our Canadian fans, Randy Soso.
Randy Soso.
Yes,
what up?
And also to KK Gardner. I don't know why AfterBuzz doesn't do an Real Housewives of OC. For me and Stephanie, we talked about this weekend. We like to watch the show in that season. I like to watch it and not have to worry about like taking notes. And
that's like my that's the original. That's the one I've been watching since season one. And I just want to like I watch that
Me
when
too.
Nobody's home, when I can sit there and just like watch it.
And it's not it's from
look at Vicky's new face.
Oh my God.
I need to watch that
oh
season
my God.
Actually.
And for me, it's just I don't know, but Real Housewives of Atlanta.
So
I just can't contain myself.
I know,
sometimes
we have to talk
I have
about
to talk about
it.
Where OC, I can watch the episode and talk about it in my mind.
Yeah,
you watch it on your leisure.
Exactly. So shout out to you guys for helping us out on iTunes. Everyone else, please go to iTunes, download, subscribe, rate, and comment. All right. So then we get the whole Miss USA versus Miss America situation. Mm.
Yeah,
thoughts.
I hope Courtney knows something. But how did none of us know that she wasn't the first Miss USA? Did just, like, no one look it up? How come none of our fans told us this?
Girl, nobody cares.
Right, at the end
whatever,
of the
it
day.
Was a huge deal. But we talked about it, like, the entire episode.
It was
one
only
day.
A huge deal. But, yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, did you really care enough about to... I mean, I
okay,
don't
well,
even care enough to Google Kenya Moore.
Well, look at this. I don't even care enough to watch that crap. So... to Google it and to actually search for Kenya's real title and who was before her and who was after, I do not.
I am
that's
surprised.
A huge lie. And if people are going and finding
lie,
her
actually.
Little extra roles on movies, I really can't believe no one has told us that there was a first Miss USA.
I can't. I mean, but poor Miss Portia did her homework. She was like, "Ooh, I got a whole."
Well, not first Miss USA, first Black Miss USA.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Which...
Well, that's probably why she had no comment.
I know. I couldn't believe... I've never seen that in, like, history. No comment.
Now, I kind of felt like... And tell me if I was just overthinking this. I felt like Kenya felt, like, a little shocked by the stuff that Portia was coming at her with.
Of course.
She probably said, was like, Portia, you are not supposed to be this smart.
Right. And I also feel like when she started realizing what Portia was saying... In her mind, she was like, how can I one-up this bitch? But you can't, because at that time, she was still married to Cordell.
Mm-hmm.
She's beat. All you could possibly say was her hair that day. And so in her mind, she's like, oh, I'm not even going to acknowledge
Silence
her like she's
is
worthy.
The next deadliest weapon.
It sure wasn't, though. It made you look retarded. It made you look dumb.
Yeah, it made her look retarded.
But your fan saved you. Honestly, her fan did save her with those moments.
Kenya, I think the last thing Portia said was something like, what do you have against her? You have something against her? And I think Kenya took that and thought, oh, yeah, I can act like I hate that girl. And that's why. And so I think Kenya kind of rolled with that, like, no comment, like, I hate that bitch.
And I love
right?
her.
Yeah. I think if Portia hadn't given her that out, she wouldn't have thought of it that way. But that's what I think she did, is she made it seem like her and that woman don't get along.
And I kind of feel like Andy threw a little shade in himself when they were talking about Miss USA versus America, when Portia said, Miss USA, you walk around in a bathing suit. And he said, yeah, Miss America, there's a talent portion of the show.
Sure did. Courtney.
Where were you going
What do you think with the first Miss USA? Were you surprised?
Well, Carol Gist definitely apparently was. I don't know if it's like a media creation because Kenya's been crazy since she became Miss USA, but like that was the news that she's like the first one. Like I've never even heard of this other woman until Portia brought it up. But I feel kind of bad for Kenya in that moment though, because she should have said something, because she obviously had a recollection of this other woman, and it just made her look like hot garbage sitting up there by Portia. But kudos to Portia for doing her research and speaking to somebody to teach her how to talk.
And you know she did that right before she got on.
One sentence, and it was very articulate and very clear. And Kenya didn't know what to do with herself.
She really
it was
didn't.
The best moment of the night.
It was, and I loved how Nene laughed because Nene and Cynthia were just sitting there like all they needed was a bag of popcorn.
The whole time I was only laughing at the spots where like Nene was laughing because it was like so interesting to see her quiet and it just getting a kick out of everybody's drama.
That's where Andy Cohen is just like a huge fail though. Why didn't he press her for more? If any one of them had been like, no, seriously, like why? She would have given something and we would know what's in her head. Never, she's just like, no comment. Everyone's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, and also the deepest dig within that whole Carol Giss thing was that she was from Detroit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, she's like...
Oh, God, I loved it. Then Portia goes on to say that she felt like Kenya has always been jealous of her marriage. What do you guys honestly think about that? I kind of do agree with it. I'm not jealous. I don't know if I'll go all the way jealous. But a little bitter.
Maybe a little bitter.
No, I think
why attack Portia of all the women? Like
she's like, she has this cheerleader attitude. Like, yeah, she does. We all commented on it. But we've all kind of grown to like Portia. Obviously, all the other girls have grown to like Portia, too.
Well, Portia brought up a good point. I asked questions. I just am meeting you. Those questions are normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why attack me when everybody else did the same?
Yeah. I thought from day one, I still do, I'll always think this, that Kenya, of course, is jealous of her. She's younger, prettier, married, rich,
better
famous,
skin.
Boyfriend, better skin, better hair, better everything. But don't get me wrong, I think Kenya's very pretty and all that, but, I mean, Portia's young. And to someone like Kenya, that's all they care about is who's younger.
Right, but Portia, I mean, come on, at the end of the day, Portia is not Kenya. Like, Kenya does multi-million-dollar movies.
Yeah,
I can't even with you.
Wait, here's my Portia. That goes straight to DVD.
Nice. That was Phaedra.
Oh, that was Phaedra.
Courtney, where do you stand as far as Kenya being jealous of Portia?
I don't know if it's necessarily jealousy. I guess on some level it is a little bit of envy. Not necessarily that she wants to be Portia, but she just...
Would you say more bitter?
It's just, like, honest that she wanted kids and a family and a husband. Like, you would covet that at 40, however old she is. And, you know, so, yeah, she probably hating on her a lot for that reason. But Kenya's just generally crazy, so I feel like we can't even honestly comment about this because it's all an act.
Yeah.
I don't know what's for real and what's the act.
Yeah.
Well, I think when she interacts with Nene is when it's real. Because Nene, she gets like a little kid almost when Nene talks to her. She's like, ugh.
Well, and Nene said, you have to talk to Miss Kenya Moore and tell her to...
When the camera pans to Kenya, when Nene's talking to her, is the only time she's like real. But I also think it's because Nene doesn't give her that much of a hard time. She kind of is just like, see, I told you, don't act like that.
Well, Phaedra brought up a good point. She said, well, who are you, Kenya?
Like, cause
none
of us. This whole season, we've got to see a part of Kenya, but we still don't understand who she is, because everything I feel has been a lie.
I want to know what she meant by the fake house.
I do, too. I did catch that.
Somebody find out for us.
Damn. Dun, dun, dun.
She just leased a house so she could have a big house to be on the show?
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, she never really moved in her stuff, it didn't look like to me. They showed it like once.
She didn't have food in the fridge. You had to go get microwavable crap.
She was at Trader Joe's, and her furniture was over at Nene's house
in
L.A.
Yeah.
So then they talk about the whole BAPS thing, and she said, BAPS was a positive role, girl.
Get the hell out of here.
And then I do got to give a hand clap for Cynthia, keeping it real and admitting, yes, Phaedra, yes, Kenya, I do believe it was a little shade. I know, Miss Kenya, and just like all of us, we like to throw shade. It was a little shade.
I got some news and gossip.
What you got?
Can I get a little?
Oh, we're not.
I haven't been here in a while. I think I want to make it official.
AfterBuzz. Boy, this better be good.
So this has to do with Phaedra and Apollo. There's this girl who came forward last week in the blogs that has a receipt from a hotel that her and Apollo went to and had sweet, steamy, hot love all night.
But can't anybody make a fake receipt like that? I don't know.
Possibly. This girl goes on to say that Apollo says that he is very unhappy in the relationship with his wife.
I bet he is.
And that... I think they have an open relationship. I could be wrong.
They probably do.
I think, in reading from the book, the Lies of a Real Housewife, I kind of feel like they do have an open relationship, but they keep it for the show. They don't obviously put that out there, but I mean, I guess we'll see when we find out about the whole text messages with Kenya.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Oh, yes, I cannot wait for that.
Unfortunately, I feel like it's going to add up to nothing, but I can't wait.
I do feel like it's going to be like that, too. All right, what's another? Where should we go next? Again, Kenya, when he says to Kenya, well, with the whole Dorothy Dandridge situation, wasn't it a little overreacting? She said, no, it wasn't overreacting. I just should have. She did say she overreacted, but she said, I just shouldn't have invited her.
Yeah, and then Portia's like, you're lucky you didn't have a lawsuit, and you're lucky Cordell didn't kill somebody and all that.
Mm. Cordell looks like he is 5'5".
I don't know. I was surprised he didn't get more mad than he did.
Yeah, you need to be pretty and then he was stable to play football.
Pretty stable?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but now he's old. He might break a hip. Pop a kneecap.
He is not that old. Oh, my God.
How old is he?
I love when Kenya's like, he's my age. I love when
she's 40.
That.
Okay, well, he's older than me, so he's old.
She's like, and your husband, that's my age.
Right. But she should be like, keyword, my husband.
Yeah.
But again, Kenya didn't respond to her. She just sat
there.
It's
so bittersweet that she can say that at that moment when they filmed, and now she can't say that. It's kind of probably horrible to watch.
It's got to be horrible to watch. And how could they not have even been on the rocks then? But I mean, he literally, I really do think
he's not going to be at the reunion. I don't believe he's at the reunion.
I don't know, but in the previews for next episode, she was talking about her marriage and how great it is. Can't wait to see that.
Keeping the face up.
Then they go into the whole Kenya being a judge for Cynthia's thing, and then that's where the Carol Gist thing got pulled out. Red for filth. And then we get into the meat of it all. The Kenya versus Phaedra booty situation. And... Oh, we kind of feel... You know what's really funny is when we brought up...
The meat of it all.
The meat of it all. When we got into the whole conversation a couple weeks back about the video, you know, we did report that sources were saying Kenya's is doing better than Phaedra's.
Now we find out there's all these fake comments and pulling them down and Amazon and not Amazon.
You know what really hit me was when Phaedra said, yeah... let's get it from a credible source and not an urban blog.
Mm-hmm.
Which, ouch. I do have to say...
Sorry.
Most of the ones that I've seen the story on came from an urban blog.
Yeah, she's exactly right when she said that.
And Kenya, I will admit, is really cool with a lot of gay bloggers that I know of.
She
so
sure is.
I can imagine her, if she was just to, you know, throw some information their way, they'd be thirsty for her, and they're going to put it down.
Phaedra shut it down when she said, I was a bestseller 3 times.
Yeah. Right. And the funny thing about that is she wasn't even going to bring that up until Phaedra basically pulled it, Kenya basically pulled it out of her. I like Phaedra for that. She really wasn't going to bring it up. She's like, it was 3.
What did they say, Entertainment Weekly compared the 2 DVDs?
Yeah. That's really big.
And they said, I guess Phaedra's is more entertaining, and Kenya's is better on fitness.
Which is exactly what I would think when it comes down to it. I also loved when Phaedra sat there and said, yes, I'm, I mean, my DVD, I'm looking to bigger things, trying to compete with people like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jillian Michaels,
yeah,
versus you who's sitting here trying to compete with me.
Yeah.
Oop. Boop. Sorry. And yeah, you can't say anything because you are. You don't bring up anyone else's name, yeah, except Phaedra's when it, yeah, comes to that.
And then she said, oh, yeah, that little small production company. She's like, that little production company is the smaller one.
The distribution company. Yeah. Which is true. So then we find out more about the distribution, mm-hmm, deal, which Kenya keeps trying to turn it into that Phaedra wasn't trying to pay her. And it's like, not true. That's not what was happening. Yes, that was thoughtful, you know, because actually I watched the reunion last night with some people, and one of them was like, 10% isn't a lot. They could have done that. But yeah, but what, 10% of what? Like, who's the distributor? Like, Jack and the Box Productions? Like, you know, 10% of something small or 10% of something big? You know, that's where I think Phaedra's looking at it. And obviously the company Phaedra went with, one of the top fitness selling companies, they're going to be able to know who they should be distributing it to, versus Kenya Moores, who, girl, let's face it, with your movies, when you distribute them, it's Redbox, boo. Sorry.
I've never even seen a Kenya Moore movie.
I mean, the one...
you need to check them out. They are so good.
I want to just, like, girl,
did you hear the crickets?
Courtney, just know that we can't see your face. The people at home can't see
your face. No, the people at home are going to think you serious.
No, they're
I can't wait to the comments. We went and checked out movies because Courtney Stewart said they were fabulous.
I have gone back to look at it after she had that one with Boris Kojo on it. I went back and looked at them, and, I mean, she's got a lot of movies, but like I said, and I know most of them. I've seen them when scrolling through Netflix or Redbox, and I've been like, oh.
They probably make good firewood.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So there we go. We
good placeholders.
I've topped the charts three times over outselling Jillian Michaels. And then she brings up the hair thing. Kenya tries to read her for filth. Didn't happen. Sorry, boo. When we get to the fake reviews, I do believe that Kenya has had some fans write some fake reviews for, mm-hmm, her.
Yeah, they were like, they came out before the even video was out.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta be careful
of. And a lot of them are one-star reviews, which... And then when Kenya was trying to go against her with the review situation, she said, boo, show me the receipts.
Yeah. What was she talking about, by the way? What's that off of?
Whitney Houston is a famous, like...
So, in the words of Great Whitney, show me the receipts.
But where and show when? That's what
it
I
was her
know.
Interview.
That horrible interview about getting crack receipts.
Getting crack.
Yeah.
Her interview.
Show me the receipts.
Who did the interview? Barbara Walters? Diane Sawyer?
I thought it was Diane Sawyer. I don't know, but I know the one you're talking about. But, okay.
When she asked about the crack, she said, well, show me the receipts if I'm buying all this crack.
And then right after that lovely little shade, she said, boo, you're too overweight to do a fitness level. And Phaedra's face, the tone of her voice, so you're a doctor now, are you, Miss Beauty? What did she say? Miss Beauty Brand. You're a doctor. Silicone Barbie. Kenya goes,
which Kenya did not deny.
No.
She sure didn't.
No, she didn't.
She did not deny at all.
But wait, she could be talking about her boobs, though. That's what I thought.
No. Phaedra said,
she said something about the booty, getting the booty in Mexico.
Yep.
Clear and Kenya did not deny it. She sure just said, well, I'll just go ahead and be the Barbie.
Yep.
I love Miss Phaedra Parks when she gets angry because she doesn't have to raise her voice, and she always uses facts.
So you're a doctor now.
But it's like, she's like, something about, I forgot what Kenya said, but she's like, I've been a member of the bar for 14 years.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, because Kenya said, and I used the term, she said, I'm fake, you're the fake attorney, and I use the term attorney loosely.
Well,
use it tightly, honey, because I've been a part of the bar for 14 years. Like, boo, you can check my papers. I'm my client sitting on your couch next to you.
Yeah, right?
As a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And one client probably equals more money than one movie that you've distributed.
No, she's got multi-million dollar films.
Multi-million dollar girl.
Multi-million is 1.5 million. Yes.
And that's probably how much money she had to put into it. to get some of the people who's been in her movies.
That's the only one that she produced that was over $1 million.
The Confidential?
Haitian something. Wait, hold up. Let me find it. Oh, that would be Brothers in Arms. She was a co-producer. It was $1.5 million budget.
Never heard of it.
A co-producer. That's what you are.
You kind of sound like Asian, like those Asian ladies. Like
a co-producer. So then Kenya gets into this whole, do you know what Israel? My heart. Girl,
nobody believed that.
Your heart, she said. Girl, the only thing, we don't know who you are. You have a fake relationship, a fake host. Like, who are you? Mm-hmm. And when it comes to
that cold heart, that heart is made of steel.
And then the one thing, Kenya, you know, you wasn't even right for doing this. She said you weren't even relevant on the show until I came on the show.
That was the dumbest thing she said.
So stupid.
Dumbest. We've all, I mean, Phaedra has been one of the more likable housewives.
Last season,
throwing
yeah.
shade, you know. I don't know where she was coming for that.
I think it was that little mesh top, like, was clouding her brain, I think.
This is their last plea to get on for the next season.
It really is. And I feel like Kenya will come on next season, but then they get into the music video, and Phaedra, I mean, this is the first time I've ever seen it. I love a spoof, but
I
like the ones with real actors in it.
I just couldn't believe how she said imitation is the highest form of flattery. Like, that's a great quote because it's true, but nobody was imitating you. They were making fun of you.
No, I mean, they were imitating her.
No, they, I mean,
wasn't kind of
imitating, like, that means, like, Phaedra, like, wore a certain dress and Kenya went out and bought the same dress to wear at a party because she, like, really liked it. That's imitation is the highest form of flattery. Like,
yeah,
I don't think making fun of somebody.
To spin it.
I don't know. That comment just didn't make sense. I think it hurt Phaedra's feelings.
I think it
I
did
felt
too.
Bad for her.
And it was kind of shady that they only show that one part. Like, because she shaded Portia at the beginning, too. So, I don't know. She had Shangela playing Portia. Like, bye.
Shout out to the homegirl.
A drag queen.
Homeboy. I guess.
Then she goes into the whole speech about Phaedra trying to destroy her name. It was unspeakable.
Oh, I'm so over that.
And then to end the episode, she goes, I will get her together. Don't come for me unless I send for you. You will be picking up your teeth, pregnant and all. Girl, did you first of all, you're talking to
a... How you gonna threaten to beat down a pregnant lady?
Right.
I know.
Who is a lawyer?
There is no class in that.
Who could send papers
right, just for that
you?
One
yeah,
comment.
Yeah, seriously.
Because now you're threatening the unborn child.
Yeah. No, we were talking about it when we were watching it, and it literally, like, the words came out of Kenya's mouth. She realized what she was saying. She's like, oh, shit, she's pregnant. I can't take it back now, so I still got to run with it.
Go.
Pregnant and all. Like, literally, you could almost see it on her face that she'd realized what she'd done.
Yeah, she was feeling herself.
You threatened a pregnant woman.
Because it went, when she was, I feel like when she reads, she gets really excited about it. So she said, I feel like when she said, don't come for me unless I send for you, she was so proud of her
yes.
for reading. And then she just kind of went extra and was like, oh, girl. It was
you
good.
Know
and
some gay boy told her to say
oh,
that.
A gay boy told
everything.
Yeah.
He told, he went
for
through
real.
all of the girls and said, this is what you need to say about her, 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 and her. And Kenya took it, studied it, went on and produced it.
That's what
produced it.
Right.
Can we not go out and say don't come for me unless I send for you, because I feel like that's the next line.
Oh, it's
I
sure
love
is.
It. I
sure
love
is.
It.
On that note, let's head into predictions. I'm super excited for this
Kim
reunion.
Yes, I'm excited for Kim.
Predictions. I'm going to honestly say I feel like this is going to be the best reunion of any Housewives.
Oh, wow.
I am going to say that. I just feel like...
He truly believes that.
I do because...
It just might be.
I don't care about the physical fighting or anything like that. I love the reading on this. It's the same to me. It just... It's smart.
Yeah, like
it's
you.
Funny. It's catty.
New Jersey.
And these girls are playing tennis right now. It's balls on one
yeah.
court and passing it right to the other. And no one's... As much as Kenya has... I feel failing in the shading department. That fan, it was really saving her with everything. Next week we get Kim. That was a good impression.
I was like, what?
Next week we
like
get
it.
Kim versus Candy.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has the papers about her naming
LLC.
Her baby.
Her what?
Like, what in the world?
It's proof that she named the baby before Candy said something. It's the LLC.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm really interested to see Phaedra versus Nene because I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
I want to assume...
And Nini looked real passionate about it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I want to assume it's probably from the butt-dialing thing, because when Phaedra came here, she said that the producers had sent it to Nini when Phaedra said whatever she said to Cynthia.
Cynthia, yeah.
Maybe there's more to the call.
That the producers sent it to Nini, and Nini was supposed to play it and act like, oh, she butt-dialed her.
Got it.
So maybe that's what it's going to be. I can't think of really anything else. But love the show. Love the episode.
Yes.
Super excited for next week. I'm pissed we have to wait a whole week for
I know.
It.
Yes.
But I'm also sad that it's coming to an end.
So let's drag it out.
Yeah. But weeks. Thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure you hit us up on iTunes. And please, please hit us up on AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. For you guys on iTunes who have been asking for our Twitter handles, our Twitter handles are at DJ Jesse J,
Steph Bauer TV,
at Mikey3000Watts,
and Courtney at
Stuart Starlet.
Until next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.